This is Human Rights Radio. I'm Jesse Bangu. Last year, with Amnesty International, we presented a two-part series on capital punishment in the United States and in Arizona. Today, we will take a look again at capital punishment and how things have changed since then. Asia Philbin brings you the first part of this report.
In the last series of Human Rights Reports, we talked about the death penalty in the United States. In 12 months since then, this subject has received a great deal of attention around the country, and especially in Arizona, where the Capital Case Commission has been studying the death penalty and how it is applied in the state. Their first data set showed many examples of incompetent counsel and bias based on gender and socioeconomic factors. The second set has not been released, but will compare capital cases against homicides in which the death penalty was not sought. The third dataset will deal with economic factors in capital cases. This past February, after our report on the death penalty aired, Columbia University published the results of their own study of capital punishment in the United States. It gave a dim view of the death penalty, including damaging conclusions about the use of the death penalty in Arizona, and Pima County in particular. The report claimed errors in 80% of the county's cases. But Pima County Attorney Barbara Wall and Prosecutor David White defended their record, countering that the error rate is actually 50%, which seemed acceptable to them. But even these comments are tainted by the fact that they hadn't fully read the study at the time they gave their comments. Capital defense attorneys who actually read the report supported its findings. After this report came out, many newspapers around the country printed anti-death penalty editorials and opinions. For example, the San Francisco Chronicle, Washington Post, Detroit Free Press, Baltimore Sun, and Atlanta Journal-Constitution have all taken a stand against capital punishment. They seem to be joining a growing opinion around the world. In 1989, the UN explicitly stated that all countries should abolish the death penalty because no government has the right to take a life. UN countries had already abolished many outdated, dangerous practices such as slavery and torture, which were once common and routine. The time had come to add capital punishment to the list. Since 1989, over 30 countries responded to the United Nations by abolishing capital punishment completely, bringing the total to 75. Additionally, 37 nations have not used the death penalty in the past 10 years, or have explicit policies preventing its use for ordinary crimes, including murder. Aside from the United States, all other Western industrialized nations have already abolished the death penalty. The U.S. claims exemptions from international standards and have criticized international instruments that oppose capital punishment, despite the growing consensus among the developed world. Japan and South Korea are the only other established democracies that still allow capital punishment. But the United States has felt UN pressure to abolish the death penalty. According to a UN press release in 1999, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Michael Southwick answered the critics, stating that the death penalty reflected the democratically expressed wishes of the American people and a majority of the states. Ukrainian Representative Oksana Boyko responded that all governments have the responsibility of guaranteeing full protection of international human rights.